Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OG John Lopez, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham in for Landry Locker. We just got done with all of J.J. Watt's food takes. Some that we agreed with, some that we didn't agree with. Sometimes he was just botching Vince Wilfork's wife's name for whatever reason. I hope they were first-year teammates. Anyways, what's your irrational food hate that you have for us, OG, as you drink that protein shake?
Yeah, I'm trying, man.
Where did that come from?
I'm trying.
Blue, bro.
Got me off
protein.
Guard.
I'll get to that right now because in this time slot on the radio, I always food prep because it's hard. I go stumble around on the treadmill in the morning and then I eat breakfast.
and then I
eat breakfast here. That's my workout.
You can't say that stumbling around. Now I think about that commercial. If I fall and I can't get up, then the lady pushed
I've been doing the recumbent bike lately because you can still sweat, but you know you're sitting down. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got a food prep in this time slot. Breakfast after that, either on the drive home or when I get here. Maybe a snack like this protein shake. And then lunch, because it's 10 to 2, 12 to 2. It's hard.
Yeah.
So I went to HEB Sunday, and I get stuff for like the week. And I got my fruit, you know, I got some grapes, I got some berries, got some pineapple, you know, trying to act like you're healthy. And then I got all my lunch stuff, all that stuff. Monday, I opened my little fruit thing that I got together, threw a grape into my mouth, and it's a freaking seeded grape. I say this, and I will argue with anyone on this. Seeded grapes should be banned from life.
Don't disagree.
There's no need for them.
They're pointless.
There's no need. I mean, we've evolved. You know
what I feel like?
Yeah.
I feel like the people that eat seedless grapes and like them are the same type of people that eat sunflower seeds.
Seeded grapes.
Oh, I love sunflower seeds.
Seeded grapes.
Yeah.
And then sunflower
seeds.
That's
not at all the same thing.
It is. It's just the idea of having something tiny in your mouth and playing
and
with it
and spitting
it
out. I love sunflower seeds.
Like, if I'm going to put something in my mouth, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to finish the job.
No, sunflower seeds is kind of like, I mean, it's more of like something you do
for like a baseball player or killing time.
I like them for the drive home, stuff like that, because I don't dip. So I like it for the ride home.
I'm not a fan, but you're not talking about enjoyment of the actual taste of something.
Exactly.
You're just talking
you're
doing it out of habit or something to pass the time.
You're not dipping grapes, you know? I mean,
right. Yeah, that's true. Like,
there is no use for them. There's absolutely
no. You're talking about the grapes.
It's like a phone booth.
Yeah. I want to find.
You know, there's no use for a phone booth anymore. There's no use for seated
when
grapes.
When was the last time you saw a payphone, by
you
the way?
You in a payphone bank?
Yeah.
Like, I had this conversation with
they
some
don't
people.
Even have them in airports anymore.
When is the last time? Think about this. When is the last time you saw a payphone? 713-572-4610. I actually saw one, like, in the bowels of a stadium in, like, the last few months. That's the last time I saw a payphone, and it was completely random. Like, it was in the hallway of a stadium.
The last place I saw a payphone was at a 7-Eleven in Dallas, which was, like, probably about 6 or 7 years ago. Stopped at the 7-Eleven to get me some jungle juice or something like that to drink.
And what's that?
You don't know what jungle juice is?
I feel like you need. Yeah.
Come on now, that's just harsh.
I mean, you said it.
You're not a fan of jungle juice?
I've never had jungle juice.
Oh, I wonder why not.
Never heard of it.
But yeah, man, jungle juice is not a breakfast of champion, but it is the fuel for the soul full. But yeah, man, I saw one there and I was like, what the hell? Like, that's crazy that when you think about it, they don't exist anymore.
There are some foods that I have irrational dislikes for, but a lot of them it's operator error. The grape should just not exist. Like I hate tough brisket. I'm a big barbecue guy. I love cooking. I cook it 12 hours. You can learn how to make a good brisket. When I have bad brisket, like it's tough and it's hard to chew.
Yeah,
that's fine. I don't like it, but it's just a mistake that the person cooking it made. Grapes should not seeded grapes should not exist.
Yeah, that's like
I threw. By the way, footnote: you saw me doing this yesterday. I threw them all away.
And you were mad too.
You
were highly upset.
I was upset.
Like you were visibly shaking. Yes. Like, I can't believe I bought these damn grapes with seeds in them. But you know what I think is another one that you that I absolutely hated growing up until still to this day is when you get catfish and the bones are still in them.
I don't mind that so
that,
much.
To me, that is the worst, that. Having to pick the bones out the catfish, dog. Yeah. I used to hate that as a kid because as a kid, you had no choice. Like, you either ate it or you didn't eat. So I had to take your time, and the bones were so thin and it gets caught in your throat. Oh, it was the worst. I hate it.
Have you ever gotten fish just like, you know, they some really good restaurants?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I figured you. That's why
no,
I
mean, because I fish all the time.
He's a foodie. Yeah, like I like it. Just give me the whole fish every now and then. It's been a while since I've done
I like
that.
I like a fillet with no bones.
Right.
Occasionally, what you're talking about. When you're filleting a fish, maybe one of the top bones stays in there and you get it. Those are the worst because you're not expecting it, and it, you know, you just get it, you get it in your throat.
We have a bunch of the hippies that are texting in at 713-572-4610 that's saying that if grapes don't have seeds in them, they're not the real ones. They're not good for you.
Thank you.
And then you have some of the other ones saying that the grapes with seeds in them are musts for wines. So I guess that's one good use for them.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I don't know how
it
to
make
it. I like drinking wine. I don't like making wine. I've never done it. I don't care about making it. I just want to drink it.
Yeah, you just want to taste it. But there is on the text line, too, they're saying that there are pay phones at every airport.
That makes sense.
Including
jail.
Hobby.
Jail is another, is another one.
Jail might be the only place I've heard.
Jail in the airport.
I can't think of an irrational food item that I hate. Like, I don't like olives, like cream cheese, like raw onions, but that's not irrational. That's just flavored. That's just taste. I can't think of a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like chocolate that much. I guess that's kind of irrational. I'll eat it. It's fine every now and then, but I'm not crazy about it. I'm not a big sweet. I don't have a big sweet tooth. I like savory over sweet.
Yeah, chocolate is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up and down, that's the best sweet that there is out there. Chocolate.
I know it's an unpopular opinion. I get it.
Somebody texted, what about watermelons with seeds? I don't mind those because they're bigger, but you can buy a watermelon without seeds.
Yeah, you can buy it seedless, but if you had the seeds, and I don't mind
that. They're
bigger. Especially if they're dark, red, and sweet watermelon. I don't care what you put with it, seeds or no seeds. That's the best tasting thing you can have on a hot summer day in the great state of Texas.
Couldn't agree more. Here's a dilemma I always have whenever I'm eating watermelon. Like, the black seeds you spit out, right? Yeah. What do you do with the white seeds?
I eat them.
Do you just eat them?
Yeah, that's a call. That's your call.
Yeah. I usually eat them too. What about
so
the salt?
So you spit out the black ones and you eat the white ones?
The salt is a Hispanic thing. I grew up with it like that, putting salt on watermelon. But I've gotten away from that. I like the truly heavy, heavy, sweet watermelon.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I'm a big watermelon fan. Mm-hmm. Seeds, seedless, whatever the case may be. OG John Lopez, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham in for Landry Locker. Texans take on the Broncos Sunday at noon. Chance to move to 9-4, a chance to keep the momentum going. One thing that we've noticed from the Texans these last few weeks, really all season, is that Deshaun Watson isn't running as much this year. I think it's a good thing. Here's Bill O'Brien explaining why that's the case.
I think that the protection's been better. I think that, you know, he has so much experience now in reading coverages and knows where to go with the ball. That's going to be a whole nother ball game this week. You know, like you go up against Vic Fangio's defense, you're going to have to do a good job of knowing where to go with the ball because you got Von Miller rushing, you got some really good guys up front, and then you got some good DBs. So, again, we got to do a good job protecting, and guys got to do a good job running routes, and Deshaun's got to make great decisions.
Bill O'Brien got a little filibustery there at the end, but Deshaun Watson running the football less this season than he was last year, good thing or bad thing?
I say it's a bad thing because if you want to maximize this offense, you utilize Deshaun Watson running the ball out of the RPO scenes, situations and plays more than what you're getting right now. There's times when he should go ahead and pull the ball and run with it and get his 8 to 12 yard slide or step out of bounds. I think there's more to be had there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that picks up coming down the stretch and going into the playoffs. But as of right now, I say they're not to the level that I want them to be at yet as far as him running.
I thought I was going to make people mad, and I'm glad you said that because I want Deshaun Watson to play 14, 15 years. But I don't want him to play those 14, 15 years without – using every bit of his talent. The reason Lamar Jackson is the MVP, and he may last only 5 years, you know, because he may be Cam Newton and get beat up and end up having to go somewhere else or maybe even end his career, you know, too soon. It's harsh, but a head coach shouldn't care about that. I mean, he really, you know, why have – It's kind of a funny line to walk. I'm glad that he's got his eyes downfield more. He's evading the rush and making good throws. But if there's a lane there and the best, safest, easiest way to make a first down is to run, freaking run. I mean, I don't want to waste his talent, like not waste, but not utilize it as much.
I'm more of a fan of him running when he's doing it out of the RPOs to where it's something that it's designed to happen that way, as opposed to him standing back here in the pocket, pulling the ball down and trying to hit a crease and get you 8 to 10 yards on 3rd and 10. Like, I would much rather him do it where he knows going into it, this is what I'm going to do, as opposed to improvising. So if the offensive line is doing a good enough job, in which they have been, protecting him in normal situations where it's drop back pass, I would rather him not scrambling in those situations unless he absolutely
and trust
needs
him.
To.
Trust him to get out of bounds. Yeah. Trust him to slide. You know, well, but don't tell
that's
him.
Tough.
I know. I trust him to get out of bounds. Trust him to slide. But don't sort of handcuff him a little bit by saying never do this, or right, when you see this, don't ever run, or something like
see,
that.
See, I have a different opinion than both of you have about this, because what do we spend a lot of time talking about with Deshaun Watson these last few years? It's one, that he's going to get himself killed, that Bill O'Brien's going to get himself killed. He leads the league in sacks last season. The Texans have to invest in the offensive line. Why do they have to invest into the offensive line? To protect the franchise, to protect Deshaun Watson. So I like what you're saying a bit, OG, about Deshaun Watson running. Don't take away his freedom. But he has to be selective when he does it. And he also has a better arm than Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson. He can beat you with his arm better than those two guys can. So whenever I talk about Deshaun Watson running the football, must-have-it situations, one-possession games, late in the fourth quarter, huge games. But he shouldn't be running the ball whenever it's, you know, 31-20 this week against the Broncos late in the fourth quarter.
But there's a difference in the hits that you see coming and the ones that you don't. And so him getting protected better by the offensive line in pass situations, that keeps him from those hits that he doesn't see coming. I totally agree. You have to get the offensive line better and so that he would not have to deal with those hits. But when he's running the ball and he can see the hits coming, I don't fear that he's going to get hurt in those situations. Yeah. And so I want to see him utilize that more, because that would make him to that Lamar Jackson level. It'll make defenses have to play them more honestly, and they'd be able to be more productive in a better offense.
I don't even put sacks in the same category as him running.
Yeah, it's not.
I just feel like sacks, I don't want him to get touched. But I do want him to run, if that makes any sense.
He's got to be more careful, though.
Because what you're talking about, he's standing there, his eyes are down, feels about to throw, and he gets hit from behind.
Yeah.
That's a whole different world when he's moving, he's juking, and then he's sliding out of bounds or sliding or getting out of bounds.
I just remember that hit that he took against the Cowboys when he was trying to dive towards the goal line and he got drilled out of bounds. Like, that stuff you can't see from your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he had to be smarter than that. And he learned quickly because he got up kind of slow. He knew, like, damn, that hurt. Like, I need to stop doing this. This is the NFL, and they will end you quick, fast, in a hurry. And so, yeah, you haven't seen him take hits like
that,
though, recently. I mean, the last time I saw him dive was that time for that touchdown play that you don't like, JB. But he dove, and he didn't get hit by anybody. He just landed on the ground in the pylon. So I think he's learning, and he's getting smarter with high runs. But definitely Bill O'Brien can dial up more runs for him so that he can utilize that.
Put a bow on how we started this segment, because I think this is an important question that a lot of people can learn from regarding watermelons. help me out, guys. What is the key to finding a good watermelon? This past season, I couldn't pick a good sweet one to save my life. Maybe you guys.
You knock on it.
Maybe you. See, I think
find somebody on the side of the road
that's
selling watermelons.
Let me give you another tip that I learned a long time ago. Long time ago when I was in high school.
Tell me a story, OG.
I will. I actually picked watermelons one summer in Pleasanton, Texas. It was the hardest job of my life. That was work. But anyway, that's what I learned when I was doing that. Thumping, some people swear by it. I don't learn a damn thing when I thump a watermelon. Side of the road is always good. They're usually farm fresh, right? What I was told is, you know where the on the ends of the watermelon,
a little brown,
the side where they picked it from?
Yeah.
Get the one where it's the most dry and brittle, where they actually picked it from, because that means it was probably the most ripe and it has been off the vine enough, long enough to get sweeter.
All right.
So, like, you know, the little white kind of beige looking thing area on the side, kind of scrape your finger on that. And if it's old and dry and kind of scrapes off, it's brittle, that means that's probably a sweeter watermelon.
All right. I'm going to give that a shot. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to come back at you, OG. OG John Lopez, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham, in for Landry Locker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.